Okay, let's start with a recap of what we did last week, and then we'll move forward. So last week, we learned the first line of the Mishnah, which is seemingly, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, an uncontested line, that the Zman Kriyishma begins when Kayanim start eating Truma, which the Gemara explains to mean Tesek Echadim. So that line, as far as everything else in the Mishnah, is not contested. So it's only that's the Tana of our Mishnah, the Stam Tana holds that the Zman Kriyishma, it cannot be said before Tesek Echadim. That's the beginning of the Zman Kriyishma, and you say it earlier, you're not Yaitze. That's apparently what it says in the Mishnah. There are three or four other Tanayim on the Gemara that the Gemara brings in a Braisa on that base and base that have a whole list of other Shitas, and they're pretty close to each other exactly what they are, but some of them push it up to Shkia, some of them push it a little before Shkia, so the range begins from a couple of minutes before Shkia till all sorts of various Zmanim until Tseis. Shita or Mishnah is Tseis, and there are some other Tanayim in the Braisa in the Gemara. I wrote in the back of the sheet also. So that was one thing. Now, Rashi, on the Mishnah, as we learned last week, Rashi presents the question that apparently this was a given, that everybody seemed to daven Marav before Tseis, and said Shema and daven Marav, the whole works. They did it before Tseis HaKav, so how could they possibly be Yotzeh? The Tchila Zman Shchiva, the Zman of Kriyishma, is Tseis HaKav, and that's because the Torah says B'Shachlecha, Zman Shchiva begins at Tseis HaKav, that's when people go to sleep. So how could you be Yotzeh if you say it before? That was Rashi's problem. To which Rashi says, in a chanami, you're talking not yoytze. You say in a shul, you are not yoytze. You say it before it says, that's just, it's not as a man that you're yoytze. So you say it in shul, it's not as a man that you're yoytze. So Rashi says, if so, why are we even bothering saying it in shul? Rashi says, we're just saying it in shul, similarly that we say ashrei before we say mincha, and we say ashrei before we say musaf. Because before we say Shemoneh Esrei, we want to have some Divrei Torah. We want to be Oymed to Daven Mitech Divrei Torah. Likewise, Mariv, we say Shema to be Oymed Mitech Divrei Torah, but it's really just a show and has nothing to do with the real Kriyishma. When are you Yotze a real Kriyishma? That Rashi says Kriyishma Shalamita. Rashi says, what do you mean? All you say is one parasha. You just say Baal Hafta. Rashi says, that's enough. That's Rashi Shita. So Rashi Shita is number one, the Kriyishma and Shul you're not Yotze with. Number two, the Kriyishma that you are Yotze with is Alamita. And number three, one parasha is enough. Shitas Rashi. Taisus, so we started learning Taisus last week. And now we'll go into Taisus a little bit more depth. Taisus is going to have four kashas in Rashi. And we last week when we discussed, we came up with a couple of other kashas. And this week, as we mind more, I saw that the other Rishonim asked those other kashas too. So let's start Taisus again. Zog Taisus, Meim say Karin, Pirish Rashi. Vanan, Hechi Karina mi Boy Joim. How could we say Kriyishma before Tseis? Ve'enonu mamtino l'tesek echavim. We don't wait for Tesek echavim. Kedem afarash b'gemara. Alkein pirish Rashi. Therefore Rashi said, shekriyash shema shalamita ikar. The main kriyash shema is the one you say in your bed. V'hu lachas tesek echavim. That is usually done after night. V'achi yisib Yerushalmi. And this is mavur in Yerushalmi. Im kara kodem l'chein lo yata. If you say before Tseis, you're not yata. V'im kein, this is all the Yerushalmi talking. V'im kein, lama onu mispal in kriyashma v'besek neses. Why do we say kriyashma in shul? Kedei lamed b'tfilam tech divrei Torah, in order to start davening marav with divrei Torah, that's why we say Shema. This is all Yerushalmi. Now, Taz later is going to deal with this Yerushalmi, but what you do see, which is an interesting point, is that this practice of davening Marav early before Tseis was something that was already extant in the time of the Gemara. The Yerushalmi talks about it, right? So that means this is a very, very early Hanhaga. It wasn't something that just started in Rashi's time, you know, Rashi's dealing with it. It's something that already was existent in the time of the Yerushalmi. And as we learn Taisus, I think this makes a big difference in the way Taisus asks his questions. So we'll explain as we go along. Now, Taisus says, Temel Purusha, Rashi's Pirush is very Shrek. First of all, Taisus asks, the Velt only says before they go to sleep the first parasha of Hafta. And if the main Kriyishma is the one before you go to sleep, Shalos Parashis Ha'ila Likrois, you should have read three parashas. So already we Aymed last week, this strange thing. I mean, Rashi said one's enough. So, you know, you want to argue fine. What exactly is he saying more than Rashi said? So it's interesting. But Al-Kapan Taisa says, Why wouldn't we do three? If that's the main Zman, if that's the Iker Zman Kriyishma, you should be doing three. So it could be understood, he's just saying it doesn't make sense. But we'll see in a second, perhaps we can have a better understanding of what he's asking. Second question. V'oid kasha frek taisvis, that tzarach levarach b'kriyishma, shtayim lefunav, shtayim lachar abarvis. A person, when he says Kriyishma, has to say Birchas Kriya Shema, which is by Marav, it's Hamarav Aravim and Avos Olam. That's two before and two after is Gal Yisrael and Shamram Yisrael Ad. You have to make those four brachas by Birchas Kriya Shema, and you're not doing that. So now let's think about this question for a second, right? What do you think they did in Shul by Rashi? Right, we mentioned this last week also. What do they do in Shul when they actually daven Marav before Tzeis? Did they say all four brachas, or did they not say? What did they do over there? Did they just come to shul, Baruch Hashem Avarech, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekenu, Shem Lechad, they say the three parashiyas, and then everybody got up to say Shemone Esrei? Is that what they did? Or did they do the whole Seder Marv? Right? So I would guess, and it's really Mefurish like that in the Rush, and Mefurish like that in the other Rishayim, that no, the Avada, they did all, they daven Marv, like regular. They daven Marv, they just davened it early. And they said all four Berachas Kriya Shema then, by before night. Right? So what is it that Taisus wants? Taisus is trying to ask that was a bracha of Atala, and really the time you should be doing your Birchas Kriya Shema is at night when you're being Yaita, your main chiv of Kriya Shema. It's Birchas Kriya Shema after all, it's the brachas for Kriya Shema. So what you're doing, if you're doing it then when you're not being Yaita Kriya Shema, is like you're making a bracha on Luluf today. Right? You're not Yaita Luluf today, it's a bracha of Atala. Taisus could have asked it a little bit stronger then, right? Taisus should have asked, Kasha, you have to make a bracha then. He should have said, what you're doing, when you're doing an Aveira. and the right time to do it is at night. Taisus doesn't ask it that way, right? It would seem that Taisus is okay with the fact that you're saying Berchas Kriya Shema before, right? Similarly, Taisus doesn't ask, how could you daven Shemoneh Esrei before Taisus? That problem he also doesn't have, right? He doesn't discuss what businesses is davening Marav early. Right? He's only worried about Kriya Shema. Right? What about Marav also has his man, right? No, that doesn't bother him, which means he understands there is another Zman to daven Marav. Marav is not limited by Tzeis. Marav can be davened before Tzeis, and apparently he understands Birchas Kriya Shema. Likewise, you could say Birchas Kriya Shema earlier, the same way you could daven Marav earlier. His only problem is how you get to Shema, because Shema has a mitzvah deraisa, it has a zman, you can't do it before the zman. But Marav, he understands there's some way out that you could do it earlier, which he's going to explain later, the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, in the fourth parak, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Zman Marav begins by Plag HaMincha. You daven Mincha up till Plag, after Plag is when Marav starts. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan Archaylik, they hold you have to daven Marav after Tzeis. But in the fourth parak, the Gemara al-Maskana says it's not clear how we paskin, and you could do either way. So Taisa understands that's an option. You can daven Marav before Tzeis because you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda to rely on. That he understands. And apparently, from his question, one would deduce that he holds Birchas Kriya Shema falls in that category, which means that Birchas Kriya Shema isn't Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Likras Es HaShema, and then you say Shema Yisrael. It's not a Birchas Mahamitzvah in the classic sense of the word. Right, where that would be the case, then you'd be out of business. You wouldn't be able to say it before you get to the mitzvah. No, it's very different, right? It's four brachas. There's two before. There's two after. It's a whole long bracha. It's tefillah. It's part of tefillah. It's called Birchas Kriya Shema because it's around Kriya Shema. It's before and it's after. But it's nothing to do. It's not a bracha on Kriya Shema. It's not a birchas on mitzvahs. It's part of tefillah. So if you can daven Marav early, you can do those earlier too. That Taisus understood. So what does Taisus want you to do? He wants you to do it twice then, right? That's what Taisus is asking. Taisus is saying, okay, you said it in shul, very nice. But Ma'isa Shema needs Birchas Kriya Shema, you should have to do it twice. This also seems to be very inconsistent, right? What is it? You know, is it a Birchas Kriya Shema or is it not a Birchas Kriya Shema? If it's not a Birchas Kriya Shema, then it doesn't have to be done with Kriya Shema. You could do it earlier too. If it is a Birchas Kriya Shema, then you can't do it earlier. So he's either ask the question like a mensch and say, don't do Birchas Kriya Shema earlier, do it later. Don't ask, okay, you did it earlier, and also you should have to do it later. It can't be both at the same time. It can't be a chelik of Marav and also a din in Kriya Shema. Unless maybe, you can say maybe two dinim. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's very strange. Simply put, it should be one or the other. The last time I mentioned that you'll find prevalent minig in all shuls that daven shachris on Shabbos and other yamim tovim, they start at 9 or 10 or whatever. Throughout the day, they daven shachris, right? So they also say Birchas Kriya Shema, right? Even though it's way after Zman Kriya Shema. So here we're talking about before Zman Kriya Shema. They say Birchas Kriya Shema way after Zman Kriya Shema. And maybe we do it too sometimes when we wake up late, right? So that happens. Why are you allowed to say Birchas Kriya Shema? It's past Zman Kriya Shema, right? It's over. Shema, no more Kriya Shema anymore. It's like, now you're like, way after Sukkot and trying to sit in a Sukkah. And yet we can say Birchas Kriya Shema. They shouldn't talk about it. They say because it's not just referred to as Birchas Kriya Shema. Really, it's part of Shachris. And it can be daven Kol Zman, you have Zman Tefillah. You can daven, you can do Birchas Kriya Shema too. So here in Taisus, it's a funny thing. Let me tell you an interesting thing. the Rush brings down Shitas Rashi. Rashi's Shita is not only Rashi. It's Rashi, it's Gainim, it's Rabbi Gainim, I think, and I decided to remember the other names. There's a number of Gainim that held like that. And he brings down from one of them that said that you say Birchas Kriyishma by Marav, when you davened it before it says, that's when you said Birchas Kriyishma. And when you said Shema again, Kriyishma Shalmita, you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Alekeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu, B'mitzvoisa, V'tzivanu, Lipris HaShema. That's what this region says. Brought down in the Rush, it's brought down in Rabbeinu Yoina. Plea de Gazach. Means this is, he came up with a whole new bracha from scratch, right? This is a bracha that's not muzkar anywhere in the Gemara. And this also is a fascinating thing. So, which means like this. He held, first of all, that typically, you have, Kriyishma is like every other mitzvah, which requires a brachas ha-mitzvahs, right? Same way you make a bracha on lulav, esrig, matzah, Kriyishma is no different, and you make a bracha on it. So why is it typically you don't? Right? Why is it when we daven shacharis every morning, why don't we say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu likras Hashema? Obviously, the Birchas Kriyishma do the trick, right? The Avos Olam or Yetzirah, one of those somehow serves that purpose. Fine. That you did already, right? But you said those already, you said those early, and that you're not going to be saying them again, but you need a bracha on Kriyishma. It's a mitzvah, it needs a bracha. So he has a new bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu likras Hashema, right? We'll come out l'fidis Yushainim, right? That likewise, if you are going to be davening in a late minyan, right, you're going to be davening 9 o'clock, and you're saying Kriyishma early in order to make the zman, you would have to say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu likras Hashema, right? Not only here, it's same concept. Whenever you're saying Shema, not during the time that you're making your Birchas Kriyishma, you would have to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs. A whole new concept, right? Radical. Now, the Rabbeinu Yoina, hey, go ahead.
If you would, let's say, Taisus hold a similar shita, really there needs to be a bracha.
Right.
Except the bracha of Birchas Kriyashma would satisfy that requirement. So maybe what Taisus is asking is don't make a bracha the first time you daven and only make the bracha the second time.
Okay, so he's asking that what they did was incorrect, or he's saying it should have
not
rather
incorrect.
Been this way?
There wasn't a problem of Zman, it was a problem of you're going to need a bracha later, so why,
just do it later. Okay, that's a possibility. That is a possibility. I'll just tell you one of the possibilities is Rabbeinu Yoina shita. But you're probably right. What you're saying is probably what Taisa means to ask. Rabbeinu Yoina says he brings down this shita that you should make Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu al kriyas shema or likras shema, and he says we don't make our brachos like that. That's illegal. You know, we don't do things like that. So, but he says why would we make up our own bracha? Ahavas Olam is obviously the bracha on kriyas shema, so we'll say Ahavas Olam. He says, so when you say Kriyishma Alamita, you have this problem. A bracha needs to be said. You can't just get away without making a bracha. So say Avos Olam. This is a very interesting thing. He says, one second. Avos Olam doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Right? It's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. And if you're just going to say Avos Olam, you're not close to anything, so you can't just start with Avos Olam. You have to start with Baruch Atah. So he says, no. He says, since this bracha typically is smucha l'chaverta, so even if you take it out of context, you don't have to make a bracha. Says, what's my proof? You don't have to start with Baruch Atah. What's my proof? My proof is Tfilas HaDarech. Tfilas HaDarech starts over Yehiratzen and ends up Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tfilah. Where is the Bracha Smuchel Chaveretan? Right, how could you just start Yehiratzen? Since when does the Bracha start Yehiratzen? It only starts, if it's a Bracha, it has to start with Baruch Atah. So he says, really, Tfilas HaDarech is Shema Keleinu and Shmoneh Esrei. That's the Tfilah you're making. So he says, it's really the Bracha Shema Keleinu. And being that typically it's part of Shemoneh Esrei and it's Bracha Smucha, so even when you say it separately, you don't need to be Baruch Atah. Fascinating thing. If you look at Mishnah Berurah says that it really is an issue, the fact that Tfilas HaDarech is not Smucha L'Chaverta, and therefore you should eat some Mezaynis, make an Al Mechia, and then immediately afterwards say your Tfilas HaDarech in order to have Smucha L'Chaverta. So
you can... Yeah,
so then you're stuck. Yeah. Yeah, also, I mean, this also can be a little inconvenient, you know, and depending how often you travel a trip that needs Tfilas HaDarech, you know. Yeah, you could do that too, right? You could do that. I think that he says either one or the other, right? He says either Al Michya or Ashiyata. But anyway, here, the Rabbeinu Yoina addresses the question, and he says it's the same bracha as Shema Keleinu, and therefore that's why it doesn't need to be smuchel. It doesn't have to start with a bar. Okay, but Rabbeinu Yoina is also giving us a new angle on Avos Olam. In other words, now every day when we say Avos Olam, we have to understand what we're really doing is making a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Now this needs some explanation why Avos Olam would be a Birchas HaMitzvahs on Kriyishma. What's the connection? How does Avos Olam, which is a Birchas HaTorah, why should that be a brichas and mitzvah on Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah? You know, it doesn't mention the mitzvah. Like, where? What's the connection? So you could say, there's a famous Shagas Aryeh, that the way the Shagas Aryeh understands the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, there's big arichas about this, but basically he says the chiv Kriya Shema is to learn twice a day. That's the chiv Kriya Shema. There's a Gemara Menachos, a Gemara, a couple of other Gemaras. It's one of the first, I don't remember which siman is, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, but that's the way he teaches the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to learn twice a day, and then Chazal specified which particular parasha you should be learning. But it's the mitzvah is Talmud Torah, the mitzvah is to learn. Learn twice a day. So once that's the case, then we can hear a little better why Avasalam, which is a Brichas Torah, can qualify as a Brichas Kriya Shema. That would be an understanding. But anyway, so Rabbeinu Yoina also says, in any case, you have to make a bracha, right? So likewise, if you're Rabbeinu Yoina, the same thing. If you wake up early and you're only going to be davening in a minyan later, you're going to miss about Kriya Shema in that particular minyan, and you're saying Kriya Shema again, earlier, I mean, you're saying Kriya Shema before in order to be Yetzir a mitzvah, you would have to precede it with an Avos Olam, like all the mitzvahs, right? Now, obviously, we don't pass like either of these shittas. We don't pass not like Rabbeinu Yoina and not like Rashi, not like this Rashi, even though they are both brought down in Beis Yosef. They're both shittas which are brought down in Beis Yosef, both shittas which are brought down, you know, in the Paiskim. It's just not, we don't pass like that in Lamais. Okay, so this is the second question on Rashi. So again, so Taisis just asked that when you say Kriya Shema Alamita, you should be saying the Birchas Kriya Shema. So we don't know, and he says what he means. He means Shtayim Lefanav, Shtayim L'Achra. So if he would mean like Rabbeinu Yoina, L'Chaira, or like Rashi's other Shita, all he would necessitate is just one bracha, right? Avos Olam. There should be just one preceding bracha. He says you should do all four. So obviously he's saying something like Daniel was saying, was that, you know, it has to be some, that we should have rearranged the Seder HaDvarim, and instead of having everybody daven Marav with all the Birchas Kriya Shema earlier, we should rather had everybody just say Shema earlier, Kedei Lamed Midivrei Torah, and do the Birchas Kriya Shema later. It wasn't set up right, Lefi Rashi. It should have been set up differently. Apparently that's what his question is. Okay. Now again, also interesting thing is that do we have an option to do that? In other words, do we have an option to mess around with Marav that way? Marav needs to be done in a certain way, right? Marav has to be done. You have to say Berachos Kriya Shema Shema, and then Daven Shemoneh Esrei, and we'll see soon. It's Smichas Gula Tefila, so on and so forth. So Marav needs to be done that way. So he's asking we should mess around with Marav and just change the whole thing around. Say Shema Shemoneh Esrei, and then do the Berachos Kriya Shema later when you're Yoitza Kriya Shema. It's an interesting concept, right? That you can just take things into our own hand and start doing that, right? Does that make sense that we can do that?
Well, isn't the Smichas Gula Tefila for Gula Tefila
before the
Laila?
What's the point? So Taisa is going to ask that. But I'm not sure what he's asking. We'll get to that in a second. Well?
I think like Hashem, because like if everyone's being about to Mrs. Krishma, then maybe you can take it to
another. So we should have devised it in a way that it makes sense. Okay. That's a possibility. I'm just throwing it out. Like, you know, what do you think this means to you? You know, what do you think Tysus is saying over here? Good. Both of those are possibilities. Fine. Next, Tysus goes a third question. What do you say Kriya Shema Alamita for? Just to protect yourself. If someone's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't even have to say Kriya Shema Alamita. So what is Taisa asking? So Taisa's Kenira is asking a very practical question. A Talmud Chacham will not be saying Kriya Shema Shalmita. So a Talmud Chacham is not going to be Yotze Kriya Shema. So what's going on? So we'll say. Talmud Chacham will say Kriya Shema. If he wasn't Yotze Kriya Shema, he'll say it, right? Well, what's the question? Now, if you look in the Rush, you see even more what's going on over here. The Rush says, brings down this Taisa. It says that in Talmud Chacham vein etzarech, it says, V'yesh litchais, that the Gemara is talking about that person said Kriya Shema Bizman. So that's why when, you know, then all he only has to say because of Mazikim and his Talmud Chacham doesn't have. We have an option, we can make a Doichik Teretz in the Gemara where it said Talmud Chacham is talking about he already said Kriya Shema Bizman, and that's why, I don't understand why it's a Doichik. Well, why wouldn't that be what the Gemara is talking about, right? And here is the point that I was making before. Taisus is in the understanding that this setup that they had, that they davened Marav early, was from Talmudic origin, right? It wasn't something that was just like happened. It was like that in the Zman HaGemara, like you see the Yerushalmi asks it. So it was something that was in place already in the Zman HaGemara. And I think this is really the thread that's running through all those questions. So Mamela, Taisus is asking, it should have been set up differently by the Gemara, should have set it up differently. That's why I think he was asking that the Birchas Kriyas Shema should be put in a different place. He's not asking Kasha on Rashi, not asking Kasha on what people are doing. He's saying, if this was around since the time of the Gemara, and you see the Yerushalmi asks, well, how are you Yotze, and why are we saying Kriyas Shema? And Lamim said, Devitari, he says, so then why didn't the Gemara do it right? Why didn't the Gemara say that properly? And that's why he's asking Kasha on the Gemara, how could the Gemara say that if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriyas Shema Shalamita, he's not going to be Yotze Kriyas Shema? Because his understanding is that this is the way they did it in the Zman HaGemara. This is the way it was done. And therefore, that's what the Rosh says. Okay, we can say that this particular Talmud Chacham wasn't doing the way everybody else was doing. Everybody else was saying Kriyas Shema early. No, this Talmud Chacham happened to have said it already, and that's why we say he should say it Atzma Ziv. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe the Talmud Chacham says Shema three times. Meaning? Once when everyone davens Maariv, once the Yotze the mitzvah properly.
Separately.
Parashas,
and then he doesn't need to.
Mazik,
okay, that's the same. That's the same kind. That would be the same time.
Why is that such a dashik? The Talmud Chacham understands and knows
how. He should know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And the deichik, I guess, is that's what I'm saying. Apparently, it's a deichik because the Gemara would say a halacha which is not in keeping with what everybody else is doing or what the Seder Hayyim is. In other words, if you've got a Seder Hayyim from the Gemara, what do we do? We daven Maariv at X time, which is before Shkia, and then you say Kriyas Shema Talmita in order to be Yotze Yechiyev, right? And that was what everybody did. And we're going to say a Talmud Chacham is different. We have to also put in, and Talmud Chacham has a different Seder Hayyim. He has that's why it's a daichik. You know, it's leaving something up to us to figure out, which we wouldn't know otherwise, leaving out a piece of information. That's what's bothering these Rishonim. Such a fascinating thing. So it comes out that this whole discussion here is a century old discussion. It's not just centuries; it's almost millennia, right? It's almost as far back as the Gemara already. This issue of davening Mincha Maariv together was something that was going on for a very, very, very long time. Okay, so that's understanding of the third kasha of Taisus. Last kasha of Taisus, fourth kasha. Va'oid kasha frek Taisus. Deim kain paskinan k'Reb Shua ben Levi. If so, it comes out that we're passing like Reb Shua ben Levi. The amar tfilus be'emtza tiknum. What does that mean? Tfilus are middle. What does it mean they're middle? Pirish be'emtza bein shnei kriyishma, bein kriyishma shel shachris, u bein kriyishma shel arvis. Reb Shua ben Levi had a very different setup to Maariv. He said that you daven the whole Maariv first, and others you daven Shemayin Esrei first, and after Shemayin Esrei is when you say Birchas Kriyishma and Shema. Because he held you don't need to be Semech Gulu Tefillah, so you do Shemayin Esrei first, and then afterwards you do the Berachas Kriyas Shema, Gal Yisrael, and etc. That's after. Rav Yechanan, Vanan Kaimelon, Rav Yechanan, Da'amu Lakaman, Ezu Ben Olam Abba, Zeh Semech Gulu Shal Arvis Tefillah. He's Semech Gulu Tefillah on Maariv also, so therefore you dab in Shema first, and then Shemayin Esrei. So Taisus is saying, Lefi Rashi comes out, when are you doing Shema? You're doing Shema after Maariv, so you're not being Semech Gulu Tefillah. This is Taisus' question. So I want to also, again, let's think about this again. Taisus was aware of the fact that they were saying that Birchas Kriyas Shema by Maariv, Lefi Rashi, right? When they davened Maariv before Tzeis, they said Birchas Kriyas Shema. They said, I'm sorry, Maariv Arav, and they said Avas Olam. They said Gaal Yisrael, and they said, then they said Hashkivenu. They said all that before Shemayin Esrei in the proper order. He was just asking, should do it again, you know, or maybe like you're saying, we should change the order. But he knew that that Rashi held, they did it in the right time. They did it before. So why was that not being said Mechul Latvila? He said Gal Yisrael, and you said Shemayin Esrei. So Nadav was saying before that you can say that before, but that's not called Geula because it's not the Zman Geula. In other words, the particular Geula at night that's being referred to is the Geula of Laila, and I guess it also could be that you need Kriyas Shema too as part of it, with maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm not sure. I'm still not having clarity exactly where the problem is, but it's either like he's saying, or it's missing Kriyas Shema also as an essential component of the Geula. So one or the other, that won't qualify as being Sema Geula Tefila, either because you're doing it when you're not being Yetzi Kriyas Shema, or because you're just doing it by day, which is not the Zman of this particular Geula, so you're not being Sema Geula Tefila. So that's the problem Taisus has. So these are the four kashas of Taisus. So Rabbi Tam is going to argue. So we have, again, let's summarize over here, four kashas. Kasha number one is, you should be saying all three parashiyas. Again, in light of what we said, that Taisus is asking on the Gemara, right, that the Gemara is takana, it's a much better question. He's not asking Rashi, that Rashi is saying, okay, we were Yotze b'di'evet. He's actually saying, don't tell me Yotze b'di'evet. The Gemara was making this up. Let them make a takana in the right way. Tell everybody you have to say all three parashiyas alamita. So first kasha is that Kriyas Shema alamita should be three parashiyas. Second kasha is that Birchas Kriyas Shema should have been the Mesukin, the takana should have been to say it during Kriyas Shema Shalamita. Third kasha is that a Talmud Chacham doesn't say Kriyas Shema Shalamita. So how is he going to be Yotze? Last kasha is that you're missing Smichas Gula Tefila. Now last week, also Daniel and maybe someone else was also Meir, that what happened to Mitzvah Kavana? Right? There's another problem. Al-Khair, when you're saying Krishma Shalmita, you're not being mechavin to be Yaitza the mitzvah of Krishma, so you're not going to be Yaitza. Right? Now this question, our Ben Yaina does not understand like Taisvis. He doesn't go that it's a whole something, a marsha made things differently. He understands that it's just we have a vidyevadiga situation which we need to fix up. So he asks, Al-Khair, you're not going to be Yaitza because you're not being mechavin to be Yaitza when you say Krishma. Fine. Then he says, and even if we pass him, it's ain't Shrichas Kavana, he says, fine. He says, but Kriyishma, in order to be Yaitza, you have to have Kavana to be Mekabal or Machal Shemayim. And that you're for sure not doing. So Mamela, it can't be that you're being Yaitza with Kriyishma Shalamita. So it's that he asks his Kasha, and he has this problem also. Now, as you can't be Yaitza Kriyishma Shalamita, either A, you're not being Mitzvah Sarat Tzvich Kavana, you're not being Mechavin. Last week I mentioned that there's a Shita Chai Adam, which we're saying Mechan a lot, that even though Mitzvah Tzvich Kavana, but we could say that if you're doing a mitzvah, then bistam, you're having kavana, because why else are you doing it? You're sitting in a sukkah, you mean to be a mitzvah. You're shaking a lulav, you mean to do the mitzvah of lulav. But once there's another reason why you're doing something, then you lose that. So Kriyishma Almita, which has the other reason of protecting you from mazikin, you don't have stam kavana is for the mitzvah. And Rabbi Yonah says, which is something we should all take to heart anyway, that if you want to be Yitzha Kriyishma, besides Kavanah to be Yitzha Mitzvah, you have to make sure you're being Mechavanah to be Mechavanah al Achmach Shemaim, otherwise you're Vaitin at Yitzha. Right? Damn, good thing to keep in mind. So, Mela, he says he has this problem. So that would be a fifth Kasha. So there's a total of five Kashas on Shitas Rashi, and basically, Shitas Rashi, even though it's a Shita of a number of Gainim, it is sidelined. And the next two Shitas are going to be Shitas Rabbi Natam and Shitas Dari. So let's just do another minute. Let's see Shitas Rabbeinu Tam quickly. Zok Rabbeinu Tam. V'lechem Perish Rabbeinu Tam. The Adarabba. Kriyishma shall base HaKnesses Iker. The main Kriyishma. You know when you yaitze? You yaitze in shul. V'im timer hecha nukar in kol kach b'yayim. How could be yaitze in shul? It's before tzeis. V'yish loymar. The kaimelon kreb Yehuda. The amir b'perik tfilas ha-shachar. The zman tfilas ha-mincha za plag ha-mincha. Tfilas ha-mincha is until plag. The hainu echad asr shoy is pachas revia. 11 hours shoy is banias. Minus a quarter. And as soon as mincha ends, maschos man arvis. And if so, that's why you can say Krishma after plaga mincha. So Rabbi Natam has made a huge leap of faith here. He has found a Rabbi Yehuda who's discussing zman tefila and says zman tefila, which is Alts Karbonis or Alts Avraham Avinu, whatever, has to do with plag. And he says, oh, I got it. I found the answer. Now I know why you can say Krishma so early, because you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And other Rishonim say, what does one have to do with another? What does tefillah have to do with Krishma? Krishma is man shechiva, when people go to sleep. People don't go to sleep when it's light outside. They wait till it gets dark. So this is going to be a problem. This is going to need, as Hashem, next week we'll get to what's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is much more what we are saying upon, you know, when we dive in together.